This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3567 for Tuesday, the 5th of April, 2022. Today's show is entitled, What is Zoom and Why is it Important? It is hosted by JWP and is about 17 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, a short podcast about how it works and it is good.
Good day. My name is JWP, and today I'm going to talk to you about NVMe technology. So what is this NVMe technology? It stands for Non-Volatile Memory Express. It's a new protocol for accessing high-speed storage media that brings many advantages compared to legacy protocols. But what is NVMe and why is it important to a data-driven business? As people and businesses contend with perpetual growth of data, they need to rethink how data is captured, preserved, accessed, and transformed. Performance economics and endurance of data at scale is paramount. NVMe is having a great impact on businesses and people and what they can do with the data, particularly fast data for real-time analytics and emerging technologies. In this podcast, I'll explain what NVMe is and share a deep technical dive into how the storage architecture works. In upcoming podcasts, I will cover what features and benefits it brings to people and businesses and use cases where it's being deployed today and how many customers and normal people can take advantage of NVMe SSDs and platforms and that feature fully flash storage systems for everything from IoT to applications to personal gaming. That's right, you can have this on a personal gaming thing. Over the years, I've done many podcasts via the network with that have been associated with storage data protocols in some way or the other. For more than a decade, this has gone on. And I've worked both professionally and privately with PCIe SSD products and long-term storage technologies for years and years. Watching the evolution of storage devices from up close, I'm incredibly excited about the transformation with NVMe is bringing to individual people and to data centers, and the unique capability of the technology to deliver innovation up and down the stack. NVMe is opening a new world of possibilities for everyone. Okay, so how did the evolution of NVMe start? The first flash-based SSDs were leveraged by legacy SATA and SAS interfaces, protocols, and form factors to minimize changes in the existing hard drive HDD-based technology storage systems. However, none of these interfaces protocols was designed for high-speed storage, i.e. NAND, and that's capital N-A-N-D, or persistent memory, because the interface speed, performance of the new storage media, and the proximity to the CPU, PCI Express, PCIe, was the next logical storage interface. PCIe slots directly connect to the CPU by providing memory-like access and can run a very efficient software stack. However, early PCIe interface SSDs did not have industry standards nor enterprise features. PCIe SSDs leverage preliminary proprietary firmware, which was particularly challenging for system scaling for various reasons, including running and maintaining device firmware and firmware device capabilities with different system software, not always making the best use of available lanes for CPU proximity and lack of value features for enterprise or personal workloads. The NVMe specifications emerge primarily because of these changes. So what is NVMe? NVMe is a high-performance NUMA, and NUMA stands for Non-Uniform Memory Access, optimized and highly scalable storage protocol that connects to the host from the memory subsystem. The protocol is relatively new, feature-rich, and designed from the ground up for non-volatile memory media in NAND, N-A-N-D, and persistent memory, directly connected to the CPU via the PCIe interface. The protocol is built on a high-speed lanes. PCIe Generation 3.0 can link, a PCIe Gen 3 link can offer a transfer speed of more than 2x that of the standard SATA. And so what you have is you have this the CPU, and he has his normal access to his DRAM, and then he has a direct access to the NVMe SSDs that are connected over his PCIe lane. Okay, and then before you would have the, you also still have access to your normal host bus adapter and your normal SSDs. So either you'd be coming through your fiber channel adapter, or you would have a host bus adapter that's like a SCSI controller of times past, or a smart controller inside your box to control the SSD. And so what is the value of NVMe? The NVMe protocol capitalizes on parallel low latency data pace to the underlying media, similar to high performance processor architectures. This offers significantly higher performance and lower latencies compared to legacy SAS and SATA protocols. This not only accelerates existing applications that require high performance, but also enables new applications and new capabilities for real-time workload processing in a data center and an edge. Conventional protocols consume many CPU cycles to make available applications, and these are wasted compute cycles cost people and businesses real money. IT infrastructure budgets are not growing at the pace of data and are always under tremendous pressure to maximize returns on infrastructure, both in storage and compute. Because NVMe can handle rigorous application workloads with smaller infrastructure footprint, people and organizations can reduce their total cost of ownership and accelerate the top line of their business or personal productivity growth. Okay, so the NVMe architecture and understanding IOQs. So let's take a deeper dive into the NVMe architecture and how it achieves high performance and low latency. NVMe can support multiple IOQs with up to 64K, with each queue having 64K entries. Legacy SAS and SATA can only support single queues, which each can have 254 and 32 entries respectively. The NVMe host software can create queues up to the maximum allowed by the NVMe controller as per the system configuration and expected workload. NVMe supports scatter / gather IOs, minimizing the CPU overhead on data transfers, and even provides the capacity of changing their priority on based on workload requirements. This is a very simple view of the communication between the host and the NVMe controller. This architecture allows the application to start, execute, and finish multiple IO requests simultaneously and use the underlying media in the most effective way to maximize the speed limits. So how do these commands work? So how do NVMe commands work? The way this works is that the host writes IO command queues and the doorbell registers IO commands ready signal. And the NVMe controller then picks the IO command queues and executes and sends the IO completion queues followed by an interrupt to the host. The host records the IO completion queues and clears the door register, which is the IO command's completion signal, and this translates into significantly lower overheads compared to SAS and SATA. So innocently, you get the controller and it fetches the IO command queues. The controller then executes the IO command queues, and the controller sends the IO command completion queues, and then the controller generates interrupt. And on the other side of the thing, the host submits the IO submission or the queue. The host bells the door register queue ready, and then the host receives the IO completion queue, and then the host clears the register when it's complete. Okay. Why does NVMe get the most performance from multi-core processors? As I mentioned, NVMe is a NUMA optimized protocol. This allows multiple CPU cores to share ownership of the queues, their priority, as well as arbitration mechanisms and the automaticity of the commands, such as NVMe SSDs can scatter / gather commands and process them out of turn at far higher IOPS and lower data entities. So what are some of the NVMe form factor and standards? The NVMe specification is a collection of standards managed by a consortium. Now, I realize that this sounds very dangerous, but it's just a simple consortium, much like the ARM consortium or any of these other things. You know, people get together and they sort of make the standard for this. And so it's currently the standard for the PCIe solid state drives for all form factors, and these include standard form factors such as the 2.5 U.2 factor, the internal mounted M2, an add-in card which is called AIC, and the various EDSFF form factors. There are many interesting developments happening on added features to the standard, like multiple queues, combined IOs, defined ownership, the prioritization process, multipath and virtualization of IOs, capture asynchronously device updates, and many other enterprise features that have not existed before. I will go into depth about these features and how they're opening up new possibilities for private and personal business use. So we're seeing standard use cases more often. One example is zone storage and ZNS SSDs. So NVMe zone namespace, or ZNS, is a technical proposal under consideration by the NVMe Express organization. It came about to contend with massive data management and large-scale infrastructure deployments by moving intelligent data placement from the drive to the host. To do so, it divides the LBA of the namespace into zones that must be written sequentially, and if written again, must be explicitly reset. The specification introduced a new type of NVMe drive that provide several benefits over traditional NVMe SSDs, such as higher performance through write application reduction, higher capacities by lowering overpositioning, lower costs due to SSD controller and DRAM footprint, and improved latencies. Another interesting use case is the SD, which is a trademark, and micro SD express card, which marries the SD and micro SD card with the PCIe and NVMe interfaces. This is an example, and in this example, the capabilities, the next generation high performance mobile computing. So yes, your SD card and your micro SD card will soon have a space on the PCIe lane. Lastly, the NVMe protocol is not limited to simply connecting flash drives. It may be also used as a networking protocol or NVMe over fabrics. Excuse me. So again, lastly, the NVMe protocol is not limited to simply connecting flash drives. It may also be used as a networking protocol or NVMe over fabrics. This new networking protocol enables high performance storage, networking fabric on common frameworks for a variety of transports. So why is NVMe important for you? So personal or enterprise systems are generally data starved. The exceptional rise in data and demands from a new applications can bog down with a traditional SSD. Even high-performance SSDs connected to legacy storage protocols can experience lower performance, higher latencies, and poor quality of service. When confronted with some of the new challenges of fast data, the NVMe's unique features help avoid the bottlenecks for everything from traditional scale-up database applications to emerging edge computing architectures and scale to meet new data demands. Designed for high-performance, non-volatile media storage, NVMe is the only protocol that stands out in highly demanding compute and intensive enterprise, cloud, and edge data ecosystems, or if you're playing Call of Duty. I hope that this podcast has helped you understand NVMe and why it's important to you. You can continue studying this by going to westerndigital.com and searching for NVMe. All right. Hey, guys, y'all have a great day. And if y'all need anything, my name is JWP, and you can reach me at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you so much.
Have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.